The sources of your thought habits. Your initial thought habits come from two sources, both of them hereditary. One, physical heredity. The nature and character of the generations that preceded you have some influence on your thought habits. You may be born with a predominantly rigid or free-floating thinking process, which many scientists now categorize as left or right-brained. The first emphasizes details, the other broad schemes. Accurate thinking can modify, strengthen, and direct both qualities, since everyone possesses each, even though one is stronger than the other. Second, social heredity. Your environmental influences, education, and experience are all social stimuli. Thinking is most influenced by these things, and that is dangerous because it means that much of your thinking is inspired by others. However, you can take action to control and select these influences, such as reading this book. Most people embrace a religion, ally themselves politically, even select the car they drive, not because they have given thought to the subject, but because of the influences of those nearest them, friends, relatives, and acquaintances. As an accurate thinker, you will accept no political, religious, or other type of thought, regardless of its source, unless and until you have carefully analyzed it. Then you will accept or reject it of your own free will, and its value to you will be much greater. Robert Taylor, one time governor of Tennessee, once asked a young man why he was a confirmed Democrat. "Because," the young man exclaimed, "I live in Tennessee, and my father and grandfather are Democrats. That's why." "Well," said the governor, "wouldn't you be in a bad fix if your father and grandfather had been horse thieves? I don't care what your party is, but you must select it, as you select everything, on the basis of accurate thought, not on the habits of others." Two big mistakes. Two opposite qualities are very prevalent in human nature, but each is a major roadblock to accurate thinking. Credulousness, the habit of believing on the basis of little or no evidence, is a major human fault, for it is fatal to accuracy in thinking. This fault in both his own people and those of the world certainly let Hitler build his influence to such horrendous levels. The mind of an accurate thinker is an eternal question mark. You must challenge everyone and everything that influences it. This does not imply a lack of faith. In fact, it is the greatest expression of respect for the Creator, since you recognize that your thoughts are the only thing over which you have been given complete control, and you embrace this blessing. The small minority of accurate thinkers has always been the hope of humanity, for they are the pioneers in whatever they do. They create business and industry, advance science and education, and inspire invention and religion. Emerson said it best. "Beware when the great God lets loose a thinker on this planet. Then all things are at risk. It is as when a conflagration has broken out in a great city, and no man knows what is safe or where it will end. There is not a piece of science, but its flank may be turned tomorrow. There is not literary reputation, not the so-called eternal names of fame, that may not be revised and condemned. The very hopes of man, the thoughts of his heart, the religion of nations, the manners and morals of mankind, are all at the mercy of a new generalization. Generalization is always a new influx of the divinity into the mind, hence the thrill that attends it. When you are an accurate thinker, you are the master, not the slave, of your emotions. You live among other people without giving them the power to control your thinking. You must always be on guard against the human tendency initially to reject an idea because it is unsound, but by close association with it in the form of family, friends, and co-workers, to endure it, then to embrace it as your own, forgetting its original source and your first evaluation of it.